We're back after a short hiatus with a fresh episode of the Warrior Path Podcast, the show about the latest news and events in Huber Heights City Schools. This episode, we're taking a look at different STEM programs in the district, particularly with the SOAR program. Amy Ashcraft is here to talk about the different projects and accolades her students have been accomplishing. Thanks for coming on the show, Amy.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. I guess the first thing to start off with is, what does SOAR stand for?
SOAR stands for Special Opportunities for Additional Resources.
So outside of the STEM stuff that you've been doing with your students, what other specialized activities does the SOAR program specialize in?
A lot of it is about creative and critical thinking skills and really stretching students to work to their full potential. Things are based on their interest, and there's a lot of choice. Projects. We do things like Invention League. Sixth graders are doing a Night of the Notables project. Just different projects and things of their interest and using a lot of the creative and critical thinking skills.
How do students get into this program?
It's based off of testing, the Iowa Test of Basic Skills and Cognitive Abilities Test.
So with that out the way, let's talk about what the students were doing in relation to STEM. So can you explain what they were doing with Ozobots?
Ozobots are little robots that they can code with, and there's all different levels that they can work at, from the very basic of drawing different colors in certain order to code them to do specific things. So if they code like red, black, and green in a certain order, the Ozobot may spin, or it may speed up or slow down or do a U-turn. So they can learn the very basics of coding by just drawing lines in different sequence of the colors. And then they can take it further. There's programs on the computer called Ozoblocky that they can take it even further and put blocks into certain coding order and then create how their Ozobot moves.
And they're working with, you said the physical robots and on the computer as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Little Bits? What have students been doing with those?
Little Bits are something we're really just starting with this year, so they're doing a lot of experimenting. They are an electric building blocks that they snap together. They're like magnetic, and then they can code them or program them to make their own games. They can have little screens where they can code messages that go across the screen and create all kinds of different inventions with them.
Mm-hmm. And those messages, those are like with LED lights or how do the messages?
It's like the digital screens you see when you go past stores like CVS where you put messages across. They can learn to code any message that they want into that.
Yeah. Now with Little Bits, do they code the same way that they code with Ozobots, or is it like a different interface?
It's a little bit different. They can go onto the Scratch website and code from that and then load it onto the Little Bits to make it work. Mm-hmm. So different programs.
Yeah. But still just getting in that early phase of like thinking through problems. Oh, I can't speak today. Just speaking through, getting through problems, all the good stuff like coding, or I should say connecting the segment together.
Mm-hmm. Right, the blocks and connecting them together. And what I love about it is it's so much critical thinking. It's a lot of collaborating because when kids get stuck, somebody else has already figured it out and they're helping each other. And the creativity of like, oh, what happens if I do this? And if I put it this way, you know, how is that going to change it? So the collaboration, the creativity, the critical thinking, all of that comes into all the STEM activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how you highlight that because that's something that you definitely do need later on down the road, whether it be college or in the, you know, professional workforce. all those soft skills.
Exactly. I mean, if you think 10 years from now, we don't know what the jobs are going to be out there. And it's giving them, we don't even know what skill sets they'll need. Mm-hmm. Because they're probably going to be different than what we have today. Some of the jobs out there today aren't even going to exist. So teaching them how to think is really essential.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Now, what about Seesaw? Like, what have your students been doing with that?
Seesaw is an engagement platform for students. This is, I think, the fourth year we've used it. All the grade levels use it. We use it mostly for a digital portfolio for them to keep their work and show their growth and learning. They love when they do something and they're excited about it. How can I share this? You know, I want to share this with my parents. And when it's something like Little Bits or Ozobots, they can take a video of it. They can take a picture of it. They can tell mom and dad, look what I did and this is what I learned, and put it right on there and keep it. And parents actually get notified if they want to right away. And parents are commenting back while kids are in class saying, that's really cool. I love that you are learning this. And they get really excited and take more pride in their work because they know it's going to be seen. You know, it's not just something that's, and they like looking back because I have a lot of these students through third through sixth grade. You know, for them to look back as a sixth grader on what they did in fourth grade and see the growth and how they spelled words differently and how they've changed is really meaningful.
Wow, that's great to hear. So you mentioned that Seesaw is just a portfolio, so they're not learning how to code within Seesaw.
They aren't. It's more of a portfolio where they can add their work with links or pictures or videos. They're not coding in it. We used it recently. They had a contest that they could create an icon for Seesaw, which every grade level has an icon that represents their grade level. And we had students that submitted different ideas for icons. And Maddie Disney, our fifth grader from Monticello, actually was one of the winners. So now that icon is on Seesaw for any classroom in the world to use as an icon. And they've also experienced some webinars that they've actually got to communicate with the engineers from Seesaw. They're talking live from California and learning, you know, they have designers and marketers and coders and all the things that go into that company and making that platform.
Wow, I mean, that's a lot of great stuff going on. Can you describe, like, what the design for Maddie's icon?
She created a turtle, and it's got a little bow tie, and she put the words to the side that said learn, and then it was submitted, and it came back, the engineers changed it just a little bit. They kept the turtle exactly the same. They took the words off and added a light bulb instead for the learn. She just said she wanted to do something with animals, and I think it's really, you can go on Seesaw and see it. Anybody that goes on Seesaw can see it.
Yeah. Wow, you mean, you never think of that, you know, like, you know, a student from Hebrew Heights, you know, having an effect, you know, on a big program like Seesaw. Well, yeah, and what has the students' reaction been to this? Like, how have the students been giving you feedback on what they're doing with all these different programs?
When they see how big Seesaw is, and they get to see the engineers in person on those webinars, and then they do it, and they actually find out that someone right here was selected, I think it surprises them, and it encourages them that no matter how young they are, that they can make a difference. I have a lot of kids right now interested in, there's a Doodle for Google contest and trying to get their Google logo on the homepage for a day. So that's what we're working on next. Invention League, a lot of them into inventing and wanting to take some of their STEM learning and their Little Bits and Ozobots and what can I create that would help people and possibly change the world. So I think it encourages them to keep trying new things, and you never know what can happen.
Yeah, you're telling me. I mean, I just learned a whole bunch of new stuff right here. So, yeah, I really want to thank you for coming on the show, Amy. That's all the time we have. And be sure to follow us on social media at HHCS District on Facebook and Twitter. and a link to tell us what to talk about next is in the episode description. We'll see you next time.